You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse-turned-holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Welcome, my friend. Today's message is all about losing weight naturally by combining habits that care for your body and soul. You'll save time and you'll no longer feel like you're overwhelmed trying to fit healthy habits into your daily routine. Instead of thinking it's all or nothing, the ideal here is that you want to combine a healthy habit with a spiritual practice, and that way you are using that time more efficiently and you're getting more done. You're achieving your goals for weight loss and you're not sacrificing your faith. You're staying connected spiritually. Okay, so let's start with a simple yet powerful habit, and that is sing a praise song at mealtime. Now, normally as Christians, we would say grace as an expression of giving God thanks for the food. But instead of just, rushing your food into your mouth, sing a short song of praise. And it can just be two or three words, but you want to put a little melody to it, and you'll be amazed the science that is behind this. This will improve your digestion and your mental health, reducing the likelihood of overeating. And although this is backed by medical science, anciently people sang, and even if they didn't sing, they had singers right at their table, singing, helping them to be in a good mood while they're eating their foods, okay? So singing praise extends to your overall relationship with food. This is going to decrease the cravings for unhealthy processed foods that often lead to overeating. And the act of singing praise is going to help relieve the stress, right? With a calm state of mind, you're actively working against the accumulation of belly fat. Mm-hmm. Singing praise has a positive impact on your mental health, triggering the release of endorphins. So start singing, my friend. Now let's talk about how scripture meditation during your daily self-care is going to directly impact your weight loss. Yes, meditate on scripture during your morning shower. That's a self-care activity, right? Or while you're in the sauna. Okay, so when I say scripture meditation, get specific. Genesis 1:9, God created the water. Okay, and so while we are so thankful that he created the water, express gratitude for the luxury of hot and cold running water. I know I do. Recognize the blessing of water to quench our thirst and to flush those toxins out of our bodies. Staying hydrated supports your body's natural detoxification process, right? So that's going to reduce water weight. Just think of it. Staying hydrated is one step toward you having a lean and fit body. So you can apply scripture meditation to other healthy habits as well, right? So some of the scriptures you can think about is Luke 16:10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, right? So when you establish habits of being faithful doing the little things, you will establish the habit of being faithful when it's much to do, okay? So Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. So you want to put your whole heart into the work of achieving your healthy weight, all right? So apply scripture meditation of my body is a temple, okay? Apply that to your daily 30-minute walk after your meals. And you're doing that to aid digestion, right? Because we talked about that before. Physical activity after meals helps to prevent the storage of excess calories as fat, you can burn off the calories that you just ate. So it's important to do the exercise. Walking is best. Walk after your meals, right? If you go and sit down after your meal, your body is going to store those calories as fat. All right. As you bring scripture meditation into your meal prepping, you may think, well, you know, that's not a self-care activity. Well, it is. You're going to shift the focus of meal prepping as a mundane task to one that is a spiritual act of nourishing the body as the temple. You're using fresh fruits and vegetables. You're going to ensure that you have a nutrient-dense diet to eliminate the desire for snacking and overeating, right? Because nutrition is how you make that happen. Even activities like skin brushing to get rid of cellulite becomes more than a beauty routine. It becomes an act of self-care, aligning with the spiritual connection established through scripture meditation. My friend, I hope you're getting this Christian weight loss wisdom that nourishes both the body and your soul. Think about it like this. Scripture meditation, when you bring it together with a daily self-care activity, it's going to directly influence your stress levels, right? And it's going to collectively contribute to weight loss by targeting that belly fat and water weight and curbing the cravings that lead to overeating. Now, let's talk about mindfulness for managing stress and achieving good sleep. All right, this is important for your weight loss, right? Your whole health, your body, and your soul. So, the practice of mindfulness is staying calm under pressure. And the type of stress that can keep you up at night will often lead to emotional eating. So practicing mindfulness can be a powerful tool in your life. And so what you're doing is you are combining this mindfulness spiritual practice with healthy habits such as taking a break from technology. Yeah, that's self-care. Taking a break from social media, taking a brisk walk, you know, to get yourself away from the emotionally charged event. And then that way you are practicing a spiritual practice as well as a self-care practice, okay? We can choose to focus on the promises of God and stay in the channel of blessing. And this is what I'm encouraging you to do, my sister. You want to stay calm. It's so important. It's a choice. You can choose to trust in God's plan for your health and soul prosperity. So do some deep breathing exercises and pray. Pray without ceasing, right? As often as you feel you need to. This is going to allow you to feel more energized and also calm at the same time. And I know this to be true. A calm mind contributes to wise decisions and peaceful sleep, right? Ensuring that your body receives the rest that it deserves for, you know, your mental health, for your physical health, and your spiritual health, right? Now, and if you have an objection to all of this that I'm sharing with you today, because you don't have the time, right? That's the whole point. You know, I want you to not feel overwhelmed. I'm saving you time by giving you these suggestions and ideas and this Christian weight loss wisdom. All right. So what you're doing, you have your calendar and you're going to make room for intentional health breaks because this is how you prioritize your energy for those things that truly matter in your life, right? And so on your calendar, you want to jot in there, make time for intentional breaks throughout your day, to drink water, to check your progress, to enjoy some aromatherapy, right? For instance, a hydration break. What that would look like? Well, you have a short break to sip water. So you're drinking your water, and it's going to boost your cognitive function and mood. So it's not just your hydration, but it's going to help you to do the work that you need to do in that day, right? And so you want to aim for at least 10 minutes of sipping water throughout the day, right? And so that's going to be a simple but impactful self-care practice. Yes, staying hydrated. We already talked about how that connects to your weight loss. And so let's talk about the aromatherapy and gratitude notes, right? Well, you may think that aromatherapy is very time consuming, but it's not. It's just 10 minutes where you infuse in your space some wonderful aromas, right? And you can just put an essential oil on a tissue and just inhale it, right? That's quick and easy. And while you're doing that, you can jot down gratitude notes in your journal. And if you feel like writing it is too time consuming, you can use a voice recording, right? That's quick and easy. So the idea is that a brief expression of gratitude is going to take a moment, but it's going to recharge your spirit instantly. So it's well worth you doing it. You see how this is not adding more to your to-do list, but you are infusing this intentionality into the moments that you already have. Small, consistent actions is going to lead to natural weight loss, a healthy body and soul. All right, my sister, if you like this episode, share it with someone you love, okay? Thank you for listening to 30 Pounds Down. And until next time, peace to you and have a great day.